Jerry, Jerry, I told you, Effie White is the best singer you're gonna find in the country. Yes, you know here in Chicago.
She hasn't gone on stage in years, and the last time she did, she fell apart.
She just lost her confidence. It happens. She's different now.
Marty, I know all about how many times do we have to go through this? I don't want to see her.
Marty, sorry I'm late, but the babysitter was late, and then magic, my little girl started taking the stereo apart. She is so curious, I swear she's gonna be an engineer when she grows up.
Look, Marty, we don't have to do this.
I was just telling Jerry here that you're serious about working. He knows all about you.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, honey, you don't know the half. One night after you hire me, we're gonna have to sit down and talk. Did you hear about that time in Philadelphia?
Come on, Effie. We don't want to take up too much of the man's time. Carl. Carl knows the song.
Carl? What happened to Bernard?
He had a job in Evanston.
But I can't sing with someone I don't know. You know that,
you've
Marty.
You've got to.
I can't. You know that.
Effie, you've got to do this.
Marty, I don't have the time.
Jerry, please. Please. Look, you're going to have to stop making excuses so you don't have to prove anything. You're going to have to prove it just like the rest of us. I don't know. Maybe Curtis was right. You want all of the privileges with none of the responsibilities. Hey, listen, Jerry. Look, man, I'm sorry for wasting your time. Thanks anyway.
Marty, Curtis was wrong. Do you know this song?
I told you I didn't want to see her.
Well, you are, mister. You are.